I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, so this happened last night. Pirates game here at Radio Sports Radio 93.7. The Fan, your flagship home of the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Swing a high fly ball deep out to center. Fowler back. Warning track gone. Will Myers turns it around and homers to center. A two-run shot gives San Diego a 3-1 lead here in the sixth.
All right, Luis Oviedo, he's 21. He's a Rule 5 guy, so you got to keep him on the roster the whole time. He gave up that home run to Will Myers. Now, he's been put in leverage situations as a Rule 5 guy. Here's the real quandary with the Pirates right now, and this is a debatable topic. There's a lot of things you can't break down every game with the Pirates this year, and we know where kind of the course is going to steer. What are they, 3-7 or something like that after 10 games, I believe. But right. This is a topic that is debatable. You hear all the time from people from fans who are in the midst of cheering for a team that's in a bad season, okay? And they say, might as well just play all the bad guys, find out what they're all about. Or young guys, find out what they're all about. You're having a bad season anyway. Okay, so this is where the road diverges. Do you pick this lane or do you pick that lane? Which way do you go? Oviedo is a guy that, obviously, they've got to keep on the roster. In order to, if they want to keep him, they want to keep his rights. He's 21. They like what he's about. He's right. Only pitched at the single A level before this year, but they like a lot if they went and got him in the Rule 5 draft, right? Now, it is a case of, do you just sit him there and you have him pitch in mop-up duty when the game is 9-1? Do you have him pitch when it's 8-3 and things like that? Or, as some fans always clamor for, hey, you got to find out if this kid's any good. Get him out there, have him pitch. If you're not going to win games, throw him in there. And do you put him in high leverage situations like you did last night and he gives up a home run to Myers, or like you did in Cincinnati and he gave up a home run there, and run the risk at 21 years old of having him, and some will say, you need to toughen up anyway. And I do believe that. But having him mentally defeated when he's that young and has never pitched past single A. This is a debatable topic with the Pirates.
Yeah, and I think that's a good point that you strike there, Colin, about the balance of not ruining the guy's mental approach to the game this early. And you do need to probably dial back on the high leverage situations now. But you keep throwing them out there. You know, this is the exact thing people wanted when they were done with Neil Huntington and the sort of always trying to play in both lanes. Well, we're contending, but we're building for now, but we're building for... No. This is Ben Cherington saying, no. Just to be clear, we're all in on about 2, 3, 4 years from now. We're not all in on right now. We like this guy. We went out and got him in the Rule 5, and now we're going to see what he's all about. And we'll know if he's going to be a part of that next good Pirates ball club. I keep using that phrase over and over again because that's what this year and even next year are all about. Finding out which guys in this organization are going to be a part of the next good Pirates baseball team. And you find that out about Luis Oviedo this year by putting him in situations, seeing how he reacts, right? He pitched really well in his first outing at Wrigley, and then he gives up the homer.
Well, and you know, he pitches Machado, he pitches to Hosmer, he pitches to Myers, he pitches to Pham, and he's thrown right into that last night.
Right. Yeah, and you find out it doesn't go well, right? He gives up the homer to Myers, kind of blows the game open, and, you know, all right, maybe we dial back now. We don't put him out there again when we're in a tight one-run ball game. Maybe we wait for an opportunity where we're down three or we're up four or whatever it may be, and we get him a couple of innings and get him back into the swing of things. This is
but
exactly
you yelled
what
for it as a
wanted.
Fan. You yelled for it as a fan,
yeah.
Right? I'm tired of seeing retreads that are Ty Taubenheim or whoever that are 38 years old, and you find the guy out of some scrap heap that you trade for him for cash considerations, and he's 31, 34 years old. He's an Iowa Cub. They're looking to get rid of him anyway. You go get him, right. And you put him out there in a situation like this, and you go, what are we doing putting a guy like – I want to see real guys that are going to help us if we ever get good again. This is it, right?
Or at the very least, I want to take innings and plate appearances and give them to guys that we're not quite sure if they're going to be a part of the next good team or not. I can tell you right now that some dude off the scrap heap who is just there to give you mop-up innings and give you 70 appearances and just shuffle in and out, and we can tell you right now he's not going to be – like Trevor Cahill pitched well last night for the time that he was in there, but I can tell you right now Trevor Cahill's not going to be a part of the next contending Pirates team. That's not a knock on him. He just is what he is this year. I'd rather see guys like Oviedo out there pitching rather than guys – and I understand Cahill's a starter, Oviedo's a reliever.
Right.
I'm mixing things a little bit
no,
there.
No, but it makes
but
sense.
You get my point.
Yes.
You want to find out about guys. It's why you want to see – you want to see Phil Evans get plugged into the lineup every day. Is Phil Evans going to be a part of things when this team is good again or not? Or is this just a fun little fluke?
That's why you want to see O'Neill Cruz at some point later on. Sooner rather than later.
You want to see Tucker back up here. Throw him out there. Let's see him play. Let's see if he can actually do this or not.
I agree. You know, it might be painful for that guy, and you might have him get squashed, but sometimes the best way to learn is to kind of get punched in the face. And then you learn. And then you learn how
you
to not
make
get
some
punched
wine,
in
you're going to have to bust some grapes.
Yes.
That's how it works.
Twitter poll coming up next. And one man is mad. And I normally don't have his back. But I think he's actually right here. And, well, the court said that he's right as well. So that's probably much more important. Jeff Hathorn, a beat man for all seasons at 7 o'clock. John Wehner, The Rock at 9. Joe Musgrove, Padres pitcher, fresh off a no-hitter. He joins us at 9:30. We're excited for that. We're also excited every single day to have you interact with us, and we love it. Check out all our social media avenues, and one that we really, really enjoy is our daily Twitter poll. Come on.
Come on, everybody. Let's tweet.
Yeah.
Twitter it.
Tweets that are rocking. It's time for the Fan Morning Show's Twitter poll.
Daily Twitter poll from yesterday. Do you consider the Pittsburgh Penguins Stanley Cup contenders? Yes or no? 76.3% of you say yes. Contenders? Sure, of course. 23.7% of the respondents say no, they're not Stanley Cup contenders. Today's daily Twitter poll, vote at Fan Morning Show every single day when you get an opportunity on Twitter. So the Penguins have 14 regular season games left, Chris, plus the playoffs. And who knows the playoffs, how many games? It could be four. It could be a whole lot more. We're hoping for a whole lot more. So they have 14 regular season games left, plus the playoffs. In the remaining games combined, Jeff Carter will score over or under 5.5 goals. Over or under. Now, it depends on how many games they play.
Yeah.
But we set it at 5.5. 67.8% of you, so two-thirds of the respondents pretty much, say under 5.5 goals. 32.2% say over 5.5 goals. I think he's going to get six or seven from here on out. I don't think that what he scored with the Kings is an accurate indicator of what he'll be able to score here playing with better players and a better potentially offense and more opportunity. Not more opportunity because he shot it a bunch, but opportunity in better scoring situations.
Well, and not just that, but I mean, you would think if you really think he's not going to get to that number, then you don't think they're going to go very deep into the playoffs.
Right.
I kind of based mine upon the fact that I think they got a good chance to win two rounds of the playoffs.
I agree with you. And there's empty net goals. He could chip something in. There's always the game where teams press in playoffs and it turns a 4-2 game into a 5 or 6-2 game because you take chances when you're losing.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of factors in there. I'm going not a ton over, but I'm going over that number. All right, don't screw with Joe West. Now, normally, I do not side with Joe West at all. I do not side with Joe West. But I guess if you have the money, you can sue somebody. And I guess if someone tells tales out of school that serves to sully your reputation, you can get some return on that money that you've invested. So Joe West says, go ahead, scream at me, yell at me, call me names, stamp. Dirty the plate with your foot if you want to, if it's a bad call. But if you try to discredit me and it's not true, I'm coming after you in court and I'm going to win. So Joe West just won $500,000 plus interest, mind you, in New York Supreme Court for a defamation lawsuit against former player Paul LaDuca, who we had on our show before, Paul LaDuca. So West sued LaDuca for defamation way back in 2019. So Paul LaDuca said on a podcast that his former New York Mets teammate Billy Wagner bribed West into giving him a bigger strike zone when he let him use his 57, this is Wagner, his 57 vintage Chevrolet. So Wagner has a classic car. So LaDuca said on April 18th of 2019 on the Action Network, and I quote, "We're playing like a really tight game against the Phillies and Billy Wagner comes in from the bullpen. I used to go to the mound every time and was like, what's going on here? And he's like, hey, Joe's behind the plate. Set up a couple more inches outside. I was like, you kidding me here? Joe hates me. He's like, no, 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 no. Joe loves me. I go, he hasn't given us a corner all day. He's like, don't worry about it. He literally throws 10 pitches and strikes out three guys. Joe rings up all three guys. 8 of those 9 pitches were at least 3 to 4 inches outside. Not even close. Guys were throwing bats and everything. Joe walks off the field. I get back in the clubhouse. I'm like, what the F just happened just right now? And Wagner winks at me. I'm like, what's the secret? He goes, Joe loves antique cars, so every time he comes into town, I lend him my 57 Chevy so he can drive around. And so he opens up the strike zone for me, end quote. That's what LaDuca said on a podcast. West said, total fabrication. Story was completely false. He was incensed, and West was only the home plate umpire once when Wagner and LaDuca played together, and Wagner didn't even pitch in that game. So it was a total fabrication. West said that the comments damaged his integrity, and more so, his character, and threatened to severely damage his chances of being voted into the Hall of Fame. Now we're getting a little crazy here, Joe. But nonetheless, he said that what it could do is take away from speaking engagements and card shows the rest of his life if his credibility is ruined. They go to court. He sues them. Bang. They give him $500,000. Careful what you say on the radio.
Yeah, don't just make things up, Paul. That seems, and I guess there were a couple other fabrications in the midst of his comments about Joe West, like the number of times West had been ejected from games, let alone ejected by West. I don't understand the people. Look, you played Major League Baseball.
The stories are good enough. They're good enough.
Yeah, you don't need to exaggerate. Exactly. I don't need icing on the cake, man. Just tell me about catching Billy Wagner and having Joe West make bad calls. I'm sure he made enough regular
bad calls. If Joe West hated you and said that, that's good enough juice. We don't need a 57 Chevy here.
Yes. And made up numbers of times you've been ejected from games. I'll never understand the people that need to do that, that need to over-exaggerate just to try and make this incredible. You don't need to do that. You played ball in the majors. Just tell us about that.
Yeah, so $500,000 it cost Paul LaDuca. And, you know, it took Joe West money to get this money, which is really interesting, but you just wonder of all the things said about people down through the course of time, how many people, if they had the means, could have recouped some funds for just getting flat out lied about, and how many stories that we take as commonplace that we take as truth maybe aren't,
and right?
Nobody,
and it's hard to root for Joe. For Joe West,
oh,
but
tough.
In this case. I'm glad he got his just due, I guess.
Tough. Probably the only time in history I've ever rooted for Joe West. Then he works in the, I might not get in the Hall of Fame because of this. Let's scale it back a little, Joe.
Pump up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.